In this bulletin, New Zealand pauses for 2 minutes of silence to remember the victims of the Christchurch shootings. The Prime Minister pledges $2 billion to develop fast rail links, and Richmond's premiership hopes suffer a massive blow. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Thousands of people have gathered in Christchurch to remember the victims of last week's terror attacks. Family and members of the community descended at Hagley Park, across the road from the El Nur Mosque, where one of the shootings took place, to observe the Muslim call to prayer. The prayer was followed by 2 minutes of silence. Speaking to the crowd, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern quoted the words of the Prophet Muhammad.
The believers, in their mutual kindness, compassion and sympathy, are just like one body. When any part of the body suffers, the whole body feels pain.
European Union leaders have agreed on a plan to postpone Brexit for at least 3 weeks. The UK will be offered a delay until the 22nd of May if British MPs approve the withdrawal deal negotiated with the EU next week. If not, there'll be a shorter delay until the 12th of April. Prime Minister Theresa May has urged MPs to agree on a Brexit deal.
Getting the deal through next week in a meaningful vote means that we can have that extension to the 22nd of May, get our legislation through, deliver on the referendum, leave the European Union, and do it in an orderly manner.
President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, says the 27 member states are hopeful that British MPs will now vote in favour of the negotiated deal.
I have to welcome that the 27 leaders endorsed the legally binding clarification and assurances that Prime Minister May and I agreed in Strasbourg. This closes and completes the full package. There is no more than we can live.
The federal government has committed $2 billion in the upcoming budget to fast rail links to ease congestion in major population centres across the country. The centrepiece of the spending will be a link between Melbourne and Geelong, cutting the travel time to about 30 minutes. The government is hoping that construction could start within 2 years, but it wants the Victorian government to match the funding. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's hopeful that can happen.
This is a piece of infrastructure that will be benefiting people in Victoria, both in Melbourne and here in Geelong and Corangamite, for decades to come. And so you want to get the planning right. You want to get it right. You've got to be considered about it. And you don't want to rush a start at the risk of actually compromising the usefulness and effectiveness of the project for the longer term.
Almost 100 people have died after a ferry sank in the Tigris River in Iraq's city of Mosul. Reports suggest more than 200 people were on board and were heading towards a tourist island as part of Kurdish New Year celebrations. Authorities believe most of the passengers were women and children who couldn't swim. The Prime Minister has ordered an investigation to determine who or what is responsible. In AFL, Richmond's premiership hopes have suffered a massive blow, with star defender Alex Rance ruled out for the entire season. The 29-year-old will have surgery in the coming days after suffering a serious knee injury in last night's season-opening 33-point win against Carlton. Rance says he's been overwhelmed by the support.
I've had some amazing outreaches of love, you know, Daisy Thomas, Paddy McCartan, Scotty Pendlebury, Trav Boak, Cal Ward. There's been a heap more, I'm sorry if I've missed any, but that have already reached out.
Meanwhile, the AFL Integrity Unit is investigating a brawl between fans at last night's game at the MCG. Police say a fight broke out between several men inside the ground shortly after Richmond's victory over Carlton. A supporter received a fine for his role in the incident. Victoria Police has confirmed the victims don't wish to proceed with any further action. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth is expecting a mostly sunny day and 27. Similar conditions forecast for Adelaide and 27 degrees. Melbourne, a possible morning shower, 31. Hobart, a shower or two developing and 25. Canberra, showers and 26. Wollongong, a possible afternoon shower, 26. Sydney, a possible late shower or storm, 28. Newcastle, similar conditions, 31. Brisbane, an early shower or two, 32 degrees. Cairns, showers and 30, and Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 34. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.